Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting a chance to chat with a young man doing basically what I could never do. I'm sitting in my office on Sunday morning, and I'm just scrolling, having a cup of coffee, and I'm seeing from all sorts of outlets, Caleb Pendleton, who is Caleb Pendleton? Is this a name that I should know that I don't know? Then I start clicking on the videos, I see a couple of home runs, and I do a little, he's a freshman, then I do more digging. Caleb Pendleton, his first two at-bats in college, in the same inning, went yard twice for Florida Atlantic, the Owls, good team, 3-1, by the way, just took 2 out of 3 from UCF, who's a ranked team. The Owls have a very good program. And within 12 minutes or so, this young man blasted onto everybody's radar, and he's with us now. He's a freshman, he's a catcher, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Caleb, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm not as good as you, man. That goes without saying. Now, first of all, I mean, I can't even imagine what you're thinking when you're jogging around the bases after your first bomb, a granny, your first collegiate at bat, the second time. What in the world were you thinking during that entire, 10, 12, 13-minute run?
Yeah, so the first home run, I was super pumped. I was really excited. And then the second one, running around in almost disbelief, kind of not really knowing exactly what just happened and what I did. Everybody asked me what my teammates said to me after I came across home plate, and I honestly don't remember what anybody said to me because I was kind of so in shock that I just hit 2 grand slams. So it was pretty crazy.
Do you know what the pitch was? I mean, because I couldn't tell from the vantage point. They looked like fastballs, but I couldn't quite tell. What were they?
The first pitch was a curveball, a hanging curveball that I hit out, and then the second pitch was a fastball.
Okay.
Yeah, so he knew he couldn't throw you the same thing, or the staff didn't know they couldn't throw you the same thing. You know, as you were walking up there the second time, forget the first time, because the first time you're nervous, you're like, God, I'm first time, and you go yard. The second time, what's in your mind? Are you now saying, because you're obviously destroying them. You come around, the bases are loaded again in the same inning. We know what that's all about. How aggressive could you have been? And, were you just calm, easy, or were you just like, this, we got these guys?
Yeah, so after Steve Loden, who was in front of me, got hit by a pitch and the bases were loaded, I was kind of thinking, dang, I got another chance to hit a grand slam right here. And I kind of had to flush that thought as fast as I could because I didn't want to go up there trying to do too much. So I flushed that thought and was just trying to put a ball in play, hit a single, and pass the torch to the next guy. And I never really wanted to go up there and hit a home run, but I ended up doing it, and it felt pretty good.
Well, we all know when you try, you don't hit home runs. You pop out or you strike out, that's for sure. When you don't try and you just try to take it through the middle and make good contact, that's when you send him in the seat. So, I was doing some research on you, and you're a freshman, as I said, talking to Caleb Pendleton for the Florida Atlantic Owls, catcher, freshman, really amazing start to his collegiate. You can't start better. I mean, literally, you can't start better. You were the top five, I believe, the third-rated catcher in the state of Florida coming out of high school. We all know how great Florida high school ball is. Now, I'm curious, because there were only 5 rounds in the Major League draft, as we know with COVID. They condensed it. Would you have gotten drafted? Like, would that have been a serious consideration? Were you thinking about that?
Yeah, so I was talking to a lot of teams in the beginning of my high school career, and the summer before, I was talking to a lot of pro teams, and I had a good chance. If the draft was normal, I had a good chance of getting drafted, but I think it all worked out very well for me. I think that going to FAU was a really good choice for me. Being able to develop these next 3 years as a player and as a person was probably the best opportunity that I had. So I don't regret anything. I'm not upset about anything. So I'm glad where I'm at right now.
Nor should you be. Were your parents or family, were they at the game when you went yard?
Yeah, my dad was at the game. My mom wasn't able to be there, but she was watching it live stream. So it was pretty cool for them to see that.
But Caleb, were you a home run hitter in high school? Was this your MO, or is this you just caught these two?
So in high school, I only hit one home run. My junior year in travel ball, I hit 2 or 3. But
wow,
ever since I've been at FAU, I've in the scrimmage and stuff, I've hit a couple. So I'm starting to develop that as a part of my game, which I feel like is a is a huge extra for me.
Yeah. Let me go ahead.
I was going to say, is that a coaching thing? Is it like better instruction, or is it, you know, your body just filling out and being more aggressive? Like, how can you account for that?
For me, Coach Mams, our hitting coach, is really on like swinging aggressively, even with two strikes, not like swinging defensively, but aggressively, and then also just getting on a weight program and eating and doing lifting weights correctly, and that really helped me get stronger, and then just being a better hitter with Coach Mams helped me a lot.
I stepped on. Say the coach's name again.
Coach Mams.
Coach Mams, give him some props. That boy, yeah, coach, nice. I wish I had a Coach Mams. I wouldn't have been a scrub. You know, it's crazy. I played 20 years ago, at this point a little bit more. And, you know, when I was coming up, it was, you know, and I said this, you see the ball, hit it up the box. If you have a little power, if it's inside, obviously drop the hands, give it a ride, whatever. But try to go foul pole to foul pole with you know, doubles power. And when you catch one, you catch one. But the whole art of hitting has changed where, you know, and you just basically said it with Coach Mams philosophically. Yeah, I guess it, on some level, it's somewhat okay if you strike out because you're swinging, you know, for power. It's just changed from my generation to yours. What you guys are taught as young hitters is wildly different from what I was taught. It just seems like, I don't want to say the strikeout is more acceptable, but you're chasing power, and there's an understanding you got to strike out when you're chasing power, right?
Yes, for sure. We have a theory that a lot of guys like to change up their swing with two strikes and not swing as hard, but we have a theory that at FAU we want to hit home runs, we want to hit doubles, and so 50% of our bats are going to be with two strikes, so why not swing hard with two strikes?
I love it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Do you guys practice bunting?
We actually do practice bunting a lot.
Nice.
You listen, I don't know if you'll be called on to bunt if you guys get to the regionals, but I've seen a lot of regionals, and I watch the College World Series every year. I don't care if the score is 14-12. There's coming a point, Caleb, where somebody's got to square the hands and get down a good bunt to get somebody over. I mean,
you know it's part of it.
You still better be able to do that. So what else did you play in high school? I mean, I would imagine you played something. What else did you play?
Sports-wise?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't play any other sports in high school. I played basketball when I was a little bit younger, and then I still would play pickup basketball and stuff. But really, I just focused on baseball. I played football a little bit my freshman year, but kind of stopped that and just wanted to focus on baseball because I knew that's where my life was taking me, was on the baseball field.
You know why I asked though? I'm talking to, Caleb Pendleton from FAU, the Owls freshman catcher. Just do a little Twitter search, and you'll see some sick stuff from Caleb. Two bombs as a freshman, two first at bats. You know, I ask because I actually just lost my train of thought as I was resetting you. So take it over, and I'll pick it back up.
No, I was going to ask you, obviously this week has been exciting for you. I mean, you're doing a national radio show right now. What's FAU? Are there students, I'm sure? You know, how are you received? Are you walking around campus as the man right now? Because you're national television and radio at this point. You know, what's this week been like for you?
Yes, we got going into this weekend this past Friday. I never thought that this weekend would have been like this. So it's been pretty crazy. It's been really cool trying to keep my myself humble as well, because I know we have big games coming up. We got to keep going with the season because we're just at the beginning. But it's still pretty cool to have people support me. And I actually got an email from a kid in Indonesia the other day, which I thought was pretty cool. That it's all over the world.
That is insane.
Kind of a cool thought, but the same time trying to stay level-headed and just keep going with our season.
Now you sound like your parents raising you the right way. You certainly sound like you're straight and the head is on square. And if it's not, by the way, your teammates are upperclassmen. They'll let you know about it.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked you, here's what I was going to ask you. The reason why I asked you before what other sports you played is because, again, not for me, but I'm a dinosaur compared to you at this point. But there is, or there was, I think it's changing now with Tatis and some of these other young players in Major League Baseball, Acuna. But there was a period where baseball wasn't looked at as cool or fast or the sport that athletes were gravitating to. And I'm curious what, and I completely disagree with that, but a lot of people believe that. What was so cool early? Why did you gravitate toward baseball? What did you initially love about the game?
For me, I'm a super competitive kid. I've always been. So the fact that baseball for me was kind of hard at the beginning, I kind of liked that because there was always room to improve. And so just the fact that it was hard and not a lot of people could do it, and I figured out that I could do it pretty well. So just that fact of being a very competitive sport was probably my favorite part about the sport.
sport.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, man. Well, Tiki always tells me he would have been a good baseball player. I don't know, Caleb. I don't know.
I couldn't hit that curveball. I would have swung and missed. Maybe I would have walked and stole around the bases. That's all I could do. I was fast. But, I mean, it was exciting to watch last weekend. Yeah. And obviously, you're now on the radar. We got to keep an eye on you and hope for continued success for you down there at FAU, Caleb. You know, thanks for hopping on with us. This was fun. And good luck to you for the rest of this season. Stay safe, most importantly.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.